This week's Video Asked Vic question comes from Dan from St. Peter's, Missouri. Vic, do coaches have preferred positions they like to see present on the practice squad, or is it simply the best eight players to miss the 53 but have practice squad eligibility? Dan, every team wants to find a way to keep their best players, but if there's one position at which you'd like to load up on your practice squad, it would seem to be with offensive linemen. Four offensive linemen on the Packers roster have spent time on practice squads. Also, Scott Wells began his career on the Packers practice squad, and Wells signed a big free agent contract with the Rams a year ago. The league is littered with veteran offensive linemen that spent time early in their careers on practice squads, learning their craft. The practice squad is a training ground. It's a place where big guys are given time to grow into their bodies or even make their bodies bigger. If there's one constant in this league, it's that you can never have enough big guys. Look at the Packers last season. They lost Brian Bulaga at midseason and found themselves in the playoffs with undrafted rookie Don Barkley at right tackle. So, last summer, as you read and listened to all of the preseason hype on the Packers, can you remember hearing Barkley's name mentioned? I like to call them jars on the shelf. And on the offensive line, you better have some. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchum.